long enough, and the unofficial bus driver for this weekend. So we're gonna be just going through kind of, I'm just gonna give you my spiel of like how this generally works, and then you guys can let me know if you have any questions, concerns, or if you wanna make any amendments to how it works. But basically, the way to think about this event is that although we are using it as a Canada Winter Games selection event, in every other way, it's the same thing as a local tournament. In terms of like your ability or what you need to have or what you need to have prepared or what it's gonna be like, it's all gonna be stuff that you have already done quite a few times. The only exception being is that there's gonna be more people. So that doesn't mean that you're gonna be like the weakest fencer there or whatever, whatever. It just means there's gonna be more people. So there's gonna be more people that are a little bit stronger than you, more people that you're a little bit stronger than, et cetera, et cetera. So for the athletes, that's their first kind of bigger out of town competition, don't do anything differently. And I mean that sincerely, like eat the same breakfast, get up the same way, do the same warm up. It's just do everything you can to do the same thing as you always do. Don't have to reinvent it. So pretty much everybody, with some exceptions, is fencing both on Saturday and on Sunday. Some people are doing two events on one day and not on the other. So we're just gonna talk kind of globally about how it works. We're gonna be leaving for the venue at 7 a.m. on both days because for sure on Saturday, and depending on if everybody's done equipment check on the Sunday, we might leave at 7:30, but be ready in the lobby of the hotel at 7 o'clock on both days. The only time you don't have to leave at the venue for seven is if you have an afternoon event. So I'm gonna be going back to the hotel for 10:45 and then leaving again at 11. You don't have to remember all of this information. Don't worry, we'll talk about it and it'll be communicated to you. But just so you know, if when you look at your schedule, if you're fencing at 8:30 in the morning, obviously you're coming on the 7 o'clock flight, flight being the drive. If you're fencing at 11:30 or 2:30, then you're coming at on the 10 o'clock shot. Okay, those change, we'll talk in person on Saturdays. We might bump those times a little bit on Sunday if we no longer have to do equipment check. That's kind of why we're leaving earlier. Then we can kind of arrive a little bit closer to our event times. But just think, your choices are either 7 o'clock or 11 o'clock to be in the lobby.
Along those lines, do I hear you saying behind that equipment check will happen in the morning as opposed to the night that you arrive?
Well, ideally we want to do the night, but I'm just planning that not everybody's going to have done it in the evening. So I'm hoping
but you're
that
gonna try.
Yeah,
that
for
time.
Sure, okay. For sure, we're going to try. And if we get everybody equipment checked, then that means we get an extra half hour of sleep, which is great for Saturday. If we don't, we're just talking kind of like worst case scenario, 7 o'clock Saturday morning or 11 o'clock. Oh, you're hanging out with us here?
Yeah.
Okay, don't breathe too hard. In regards to traveling, let's go, was it toujours en retard? In regards to traveling, those of you that are in van, we are meeting in this front parking lot. There's a front loading zone here. We're meeting here at 6 o'clock. And I'm leaving at 6:30, okay? So I'm leaving, Mohammed, yes. I'm leaving at 6:30, okay? That's not 6:31, not 6:35. It's about a 12 and a half hour drive to Calgary. So probably longer than most of you have spent in a car before. So honestly, there's nothing wrong. It's just kind of long, to be honest with you. In the car, here's what you need, okay? And I will communicate this to you as well tonight. You need food. You don't need to bring, try not to bring any kind of liquid foods or anything. If you can bring some sandwiches for yourself, some granola bars, just something to eat, because along the way, there really isn't many places to stop to get good food. There is, like we're gonna stop at a gas station every couple of hours to stretch our legs and to fill up the cars. But unless you wanna be eating gas station food all day for the day before competition, I suggest you bring some personal food. Don't share food for now because we just, with COVID and with allergies and stuff, we're just not gonna share food this time around. Bring some personal food, bring a reusable water bottle, just like that one, so we can fill up. Because you know, even though you're sitting in the car doing nothing, it does kind of take a toll on your body. You're gonna wanna have to drink some water. In the car, flying people is a different thing. I don't think anybody's flying is here. No, okay. Flying people is a different thing, but in the car, you should always just plan to have one personal bag and one fencing bag. So don't be shy about adding some extra clothes, your extra socks and underwear, whatever, in your fencing bag, stuff that you don't need access to right away. Just have a personal bag in the car with your water bottle, your food, a book, a homework, some headphones, whatever, whatever. But the van's gonna get full very quickly, so we're limiting it to just one personal bag, and if you need to bring extra stuff, just shove it in your fencing bag. Okay,
A backpack, a suitcase, and a fencing bag.
No, you don't need it, because your fencing bag, you're not gonna be bringing, like you should have enough room to add a couple of extra pairs of clothes in your fencing bag, and you know, if you have a personal purse, that's fine. I'm not the airport security, I'm not gonna fine you, but just be considerate of whatever of the room in the van. In terms of communication, so who here is traveling without a parent for the first time? Don't be shy. You have a parent going?
Yes.
No. I thought it was your first time. Okay. Okay. So there's going to be two on-place modes of communication, both done through WhatsApp. Okay. So if you don't have WhatsApp, it's a free app. It's a free communication app. Just download it. I'm going to make one group chat for only the athletes, myself, Daria, and then the athletes. And then there's going to be one group chat for everybody else interested, primarily your parents or coaches, that sort of thing, if people want to be kept in the loop. So the kids group chat, or the athletes group chat, that's going to be primarily stuff like, you know, if we're meeting for dinner or not, you know, if there's specific bouts that people should be watching, or you know, hey, you know,
can you join?
Yes, yeah.
Hello everyone.
Hi. So the two group chats, one group chat is going to be for athletes. It's going to be primarily designed to have you guys be able to kind of get in the flow of what it's like to support each other, okay? Because what we need to avoid at all costs is if you're done your event, you're gonna be at the gym anyways. There's one exception that you can go to the hotel, but you have to be accompanied by either a chaperone or a parent or a coach. If not, all of you are under 18, so we're gonna stay in the venue together for the entirety of the competition. If there's enough people that are done later on in the day and we can have a van go back to the hotel and have a parent slash chaperone stay at the hotel with you guys, that we can decide on day of. But just plan to be at the venue for the entire day of your events, okay?
So in your thoughts, does that mean then that plan to be able to bring snacks and your own food to the venue, or try to buy their pizza or whatever is there at the venue for the whole day?
So typically, I haven't been to this venue before. But traditionally, this style of venue will have multiple cafeterias. And generally speaking, there are places to get food that are very near. So what we want to do is...
It's an industrial area.
She went to
a camp there this summer, and my sister drove her back and forth.
Okay.
And it's literally in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
They moved.
A Circle K a few blocks away, but that's about it.
They'll likely have a canteen. They're well organized.
So the long and short of it is that we all need to be in the same place, and we can make exceptions to that. We have two vehicles, so we can carry about 14 people at a time, but that needs to be decided on place. We can't have little pockets of people leaving, coming back to and from the venue. We just don't have enough adults there to be able to have a different adult at different places. So throughout the day, you know, for example, if Daria's done coaching, that you'll very likely want to go back to the hotel, and then we can drive Daria back with a handful of athletes, and then Daria can be in charge of the athletes at the hotel, and I'll be in charge of the athletes at the venue. But the end of the day is that you guys, I don't have to have you in my direct eye line every time, but we need to be in the same place, or if you're not with me, you're with the chaperone. Yes.
Even if we're not fencing one day, do we still come?
Yeah, you're still gonna come. Kay. Yeah. So we're gonna get to when you have to be at the venue in just a second. It's a good question. You'll still for sure come both days, because you need to help support your team, you need to cheer people on, and for a lot of you, it's your first competition, so even if you're not fencing, you should be there to experience what's happening. If you're not fencing in senior, you know, you're at your cadet or U15, you should watch the senior events that correspond to your weapon. So I'll just mention this again because some of you weren't here at the beginning. There's going to be two shuttles leaving the venue, one at 7 o'clock in the morning and then one at 11 in the morning. So you're responsible to be in the lobby at either 7 a.m. if you've got a morning event, or at 11 a.m. if, sorry, 10 a.m. Thank you. Yeah, I wrote 11 here. 10 a.m. if you have an event at 11 or later. Okay, so you have two choices. If your event's starting at 11:30, you can sleep in and then be ready for 10. If your event starts at 8:30, obviously you have to be ready at 7. Okay, is that nice and clear for everybody so far? Are there any questions? Got it. Okay.
Sweet. Like for us as a band, yeah, we can consider that any time the kids will be with an athlete.
Yeah, exactly. That being said, like we, Daria and I as coaches, we're gonna be at the venue pretty much the entire time. So there may be situations where, you know, 50% of our athletes are done fencing and they might want to go back to the hotel. So we're gonna get one chaperone to go back to the hotel with them to make sure that, you know, even if you're not in the room physically with them, as long as there's a Manitoba parent or chaperone that's in the building, in the hotel, and they know what room you're in, then that's fine. So the coaches are, obviously they're gonna be coaching the whole day. They're gonna be primarily at the venue. And if you guys need to go back home, back to the hotel, or want to go back to the hotel, we'll just have to organize on the spot and make sure that we have a parent that will leave the gym and go with you. Yes?
So I know that Jasper's dad is gonna be staying at the same hotel, mm-hmm, as some of us.
Yeah.
So are we, if we stay, does Jasper's dad count as an adult in charge?
The rule is really, good question. The rule is really simple. Whatever building you're in physically, there just needs to be an adult that you know that's in that building. So if you're sleeping in at the hotel, there will be an adult that is there at the hotel if there's any emergency. If you're at the venue, there's gonna be an adult that you know that's at the venue. If you want to go down the street, you're done your events and you want to go down the street and like check the town out, you'll have to find a parent or a chaperone to go with you. You guys cannot like just leave willy-nilly and go out on the town.
Oh.
We want it.
If you are done fencing and your roommate is also done fencing,
mm-hmm,
can you like tell someone to bring you
back? Yeah, so we're gonna organize. I didn't organize hard times for when we're going to leave the venue, because it's really going to depend on everybody's performance.
Yeah.
But we're going to leave the venue in shuttles as well. So there'll be like somebody leaving the venue probably at around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then somebody again leaving the venue closer to like 5 or 6 o'clock. So when we leave the venue, we're going to leave a parent chaperone at the hotel with the kids that are there, and the coaches will be at the hotel and vice versa. Okay? So basically, the end of the story is wherever you are, doesn't have to be physically in the same room, but there's gonna be has to be a parent there with you. Okay. The only thing that's a little bit up in the air for me is what we want to do for team dinners. In the past, they've been optional, and I'm fine with keeping them optional like that. Other competitions, a little bit before your time, team dinners were mandatory. So I'm kind of toying with the idea of making a team dinner happen either on Saturday night or Sunday night, but I know some people are leaving on Sunday, so that's something that we can kind of discuss day of. But I'm open to suggestions for if you guys all want to eat together on Saturday, or if you want to just kind of do your own thing with a parent chaperone, that's cool. But suffice to say that if you're traveling without a parent, you have to be, like, if you're leaving for any reason, it has to be the accompaniment of somebody else.
Can we say something like that? Like, for me as an example, because I'm not going there, I'll be much more comfortable to make all the rules like on that release or maybe
yes, yeah.
Like he would need just to follow the coaches.
Yeah, yeah.
Much more easier.
Yeah.
And I was gonna say, in Toronto, when we did the Toronto thing, that team dinner, that was the first time we went to a team dinner, it was really nice.
Okay.
And you know, even if it's just one team dinner and then the other night is open for people that are there for Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a suggestion.
No, I'm open to suggestions for sure. Yeah, okay. So we'll do a mandatory team dinner then on Saturday.
I'm not there, so
no,
sorry.
No, don't be sorry
at
all.
Don't say Karen said you have
no.
team dinner.
The reason I'm waffling on it, honestly, is because Dara's not here. So, and some of our other people that are going to be there aren't here, so I don't want to make like a blanket rule that doesn't include everybody. So for now, we're just basically going to say that we're going to have a mandatory team dinner on Saturday and then an optional dinner on Sunday evening, because not everybody's going to be there. All of this, if there's any changes to any of these plans, the primary way that we're going to communicate it is through the group chat. So for the people that weren't here at the beginning, we're going to have two WhatsApp group chats, one that's going to be athletes only pretty much, and then one group chat that's going to be parents. Even parents that are in Winnipeg, if you want to know what's up, you can just join the group chat, because that'll be like what, you know, any kind of really good results for the day or what's happening or whatever. If something, if an error happens, like, oh, we got a flat tire, whatever, like that's going to go in the parent. You know, hey, we're going to be a couple of hours later because of this, whatever. That's going in the adult group chat. Okay. So if you don't have WhatsApp or if you don't have phone access to a telephone, please let me know, because I'll make sure I have a special way to communicate with you. If not, I would prefer to do all of the communicating in like one place so we all know what's up. Yes?
Do we just download WhatsApp? Like,
yeah.
I don't have it, so like...
No problem. It's a free app. It does use data, but at the venue there'll be Wi-Fi and at the hotel there'll be Wi-Fi. So. Assuming you are where you should be at all times, you'll have Wi-Fi at all times. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't get a hold of you.
Yeah. So the
WhatsApp.
Yeah, exactly. We're using WhatsApp. This is more for parents. We're using WhatsApp for two reasons. One, it's like very transparent with any sort of communication. So it's all gonna be in one place, and I'll have the master communication list.
Yeah,
so
that's fabulous.
Yeah. Just, you know, it's not a problem until it is a problem. So I'm just, so you know, like I'll have the whole list of communications. So yeah, I know that, you know, with kids going to school, not in person in COVID, like group chats that are very popular now. So we just make sure like that's how people want to communicate. So that's what we're gonna like adopt for this trip. Are you guys cool with that? Just downloading, it's free, and it doesn't, there's no buy in app buying or anything. Just,
way better than Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
store,
to,
yes.
Just communicating through those other social
yeah,
media
Snapchat,
things.
Snapchat, thank
owned
you.
By Facebook, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately.
It is. Unfortunately, it is owned by Facebook,
yeah.
So they, well, yes, but yeah,
we
don't need to get into that.
For another time, we'll get a coded messenger app, but not this time. Are there any questions for new fencers about equipment, about what to expect, about how the competition works, about the format, about, yes, Jasper?
Basically all.
Okay, we'll see if anybody has more specific questions. If not, I'll keep talking.
I've been trying to get Allie signed up for the U15, but
okay.
They won't, even though she's 14. I don't know why.
Okay.
They're just due to their age categories. They won't.
Because of the year.
Yeah.
Because of the year she's born, they won't
let
her. Can I get her to sign herself up for the U20 there on the first day since it's the second day, or do I need to contact them?
I have no idea.
Okay.
You should contact them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they told me that we used the wrong team name.
We're going to talk about that in a second.
Yes.
Yeah. So say I emailed them and they just said you can do that when they do the registration on the first day.
Okay.
So they said that's not an issue.
That's a great point. We're going to talk about that. Like that was my silver bullet here. Okay. Jasper, you kind of missed the beginning. The short answer is there's nothing different. So don't do anything differently. And I'm being sincere. Pools are the same. DEs are the same. The way you brush your teeth in the morning is the same. The food that you eat should be the same. Because everybody's going to be nervous. It's a big competition for a lot of you. So the worst thing you can do is to change everything that you do. You know, if you're used to eating chicken fingers and ketchup on the night before a competition, eat that.
Really?
If you're used to... Just eat what, do whatever it is you normally do to get ready for a competition. The day before is not the time to try something different. Okay? In regards to the numbers of people, it's still just a local competition. And I say just because there's not gonna be a really, really high level athletes there. There's not gonna be, you know, a million people that are better than you. It's just, there's gonna be more people, which means more people in the medium ability. Yes, there's gonna be 3-4 stronger people than you're used to seeing, but there's also gonna be 3-4 weaker people than your level. It's just, there's gonna be more people everywhere. There's not gonna be more at the top or more at the bottom. It's just gonna be more of a spread for all abilities, okay? Last thing about the competition, I know it's a Canada Games selection, and I know some people it's not a stress because you're quite far ahead in points. Some people it is more stressful because the points are really tight. Same as the getting ready for competition, the worst thing you can do is fence for a result, okay? A result is literally that. It's a result of what you did. If you fence with the result as your strategy, it's not a good strategy, okay? Result literally means result of whatever it is that you did. So just do the same thing as usual. Don't do anything different. Don't think, okay, like, I already lost one pool bout, which means, okay, you know, Sean, he won his first two pool bouts, so it means I need to win my next three pool bouts so that I have the same. No, you cannot do that. You'll be tempted to. Your brain will be like, oh, I got to win this one. Or even worse, you're going to say, oh, my first bout is an easy one. I got to start thinking about the next one, and then you lose the easy bout. Okay, so just as athletes, the best way to prepare is to just do the same thing every time. Does that answer kind of your questions? Okay. As far as the team name goes, I know you got a lot of you registered nice and early, and then you got some conflicting information a little bit later.
I had no idea there was such a thing called Golden Blades.
There
something.
Isn't, that's why.
What?
So,
okay, that's good.
When you go to a competition, everything is ranked. There's either two ways to do the pools. We're not really used to that in Manitoba because typically each event has like one pool, maximum two pools, right? You're either with the same people as usual or you can like see them on the other strip and they're right there. At a larger event, when there's gonna be 4, 5, 6 pools per event, okay? The way that they rank them, depending on the type of event, is either by world ranking, which isn't you guys, don't worry, but world ranking. So one, world number one gets his or her own pool, world number two gets their own pool, world number 3, 4, 5, and then it goes in that way. Well, the way that we separate pools nationally is through clubs, okay? So Epic Fencing Club, they're not gonna put 5 people from Epic Fencing Club in one pool and then 5 people from, you know, Dynamo Fencing Club in the other pool. They're gonna separate them as much as possible. So why MGB instead of LFC, RFC, or CFC? Because if you register as Cavalier or as Lightning or as Rapier, they consider you completely separate. So you might, if we have, you know, let's just take Sabre, what I'm more used to. If we have somebody from, we have people that register as Cavalier, as Lightning, as Rapier, well, you might end up in a pool with, you know, Dynamo Fencing, great, somebody who I've never fenced before, right? Epic Fencing, awesome. Ontario or Edmonton, I've never fenced this person before. And then 3 other people that I fence every day, right? Because it might be Epic, Dynamo, Cavalier, Rapier, Lightning. And we want to avoid that as much as possible. So if we register our athletes as Manitoba, then they're gonna spread the Manitoba club more evenly through the pools. So then it'll be like only 2 people from Manitoba in a pool as opposed to maybe 4 in a pool. So that's kind of the reason why.
Are you facilitating that in the morning then for registration, or do they individually have to go up?
We're gonna talk about it, but individually, and that's my last point, is for some of you, you're used to having a parent or a coach do all of this for you. We are gonna be there from 7 o'clock in the morning onwards, but Daria and I, we're gonna be responsible for like 24 athletes pretty much, okay? So I'm not trying to scare you, but you do have to take control of your own. You have to be responsible for yourself. So when you arrive at the venue, what's the first thing you do?
You register.
Perfect. I thought you were gonna say check your equipment, but yeah, you register. You say, my name's Jasper Fosty. Can you make sure that my club is Manitoba Golden Blades? And they're gonna say, oh, it says you're from RFC here. And you're gonna say, yep, I need to change it to Manitoba Golden Blades. And then we will tell Dari and I will tell the DT, Xelo 12 Technique, that there's gonna be some club changes, so you're not gonna get any difficulties, but you have to go and do it, okay? And here's a true story. This may or may not surprise you, but I wasn't the most organized or I was a little bit absent-minded in my fencing career. And two times I just like forgot to register as Manitoba Golden Blades. And then I traveled all the way to the United States to fence, and I ended up twice in pools with guys from my own club because they registered as a different club. And I was, so when fencing, I was like, great, I flew 1,000 kilometers to fence the same guy. I fence every day, this is awesome. Okay, so just make sure you register, you get your club sorted out, and then you go check your equipment right away. Okay, I don't really want to talk about like everything at the venue, but again, same thing as before. So we've practiced, especially I know foil and epee a little bit less, but you guys have still done this a lot. Saber for sure, we've practiced a lot of individual warm up. We do at least once a week. This is the time. Okay, make sure you have your skipping rope. Make sure you have a water bottle, some granola bars for the day, and you're gonna put your headphones in, do skipping, do your footwork, and then together we're gonna do some bouting if we have spare strips. It's not guaranteed that we'll have chance to fence beforehand, so you have to be nice and hot before you fence, okay?
Just something that I made note of, I don't know if people did or parents did, it said exact change or credit card.
Okay.
At the venue for food. So that's an interesting thing because my 14-year-old doesn't have a credit card.
Yeah.
And she has, you know, $20 bills. And if she wants to buy a Gatorade, like it's just a little iffy there. So just be prepared to maybe for kids to have smaller change.
Yep. Or prepaid cards.
Or a prepaid card could work. That's an idea.
Yeah, we were thinking of just picking up a prepaid Visa.
Yeah.
Like the gift cards, and then they can use them wherever they want.
I think like Sobeys and stuff. You sometimes see them at like random stores.
Superstore,
the debit card,
store,
I don't think a debit card is going to work.
Shoppers Drug Mart, almost any like major chain store you can buy them.
Okay, it's good.
Yeah. To be clear, like there will always be the safety net of a coach that will be there to help you, okay? If you forget how to tie your shoes, I will help you. If you forget your credit card or your cash at the venue and you need me to buy you a muffin and a Gatorade, I'll keep my list. I will help you.
Thanks,
but
Zach.
This competition, like, yes, it's to fence, it's to win, it's to lose, whatever, whatever, whatever. But it really is like for you guys and gals to like learn how to do this by yourself. Okay? And I can't stress that enough. Like, you know me, I'm not gonna, like, if we say lights out at 10:30, which is gonna be absolute, lights out at 10:30, and you guys decide to, like, scroll TikTok until 2 o'clock in the morning under the covers like this, I don't really care. You're just gonna have a bad day the next day, and then it's gonna be your fault, okay? So I'm not gonna be knocking on your room like your parents, like put your phone away or I'm taking it away from you or whatever, whatever, okay?
How can we convince you to do this?
I don't have to because I can just watch them have a bad time the next day and I'm gonna say, why did you look like you were sleeping on the strip? Oh, I don't know. I've seen it before. So I'm saying that, but like it's a little bit of tough love, but I need you guys to do it. You just gotta do it. Okay, just gotta go to bed, wake up, eat your food, get down to the lobby at 7, warm up by yourselves. Like this is the time to like get it done. When we're in little groups, I can help you. How many people in this room have I dressed them in their fencing equipment before? Yeah. Why do I dress you?
Yeah, why does he dress you?
Because we don't know how to.
When they take too long, I say, Mama, Papa's not here, come. And I put their jackets on for them, put their masks on for them, make sure that they're having, are you okay? Everything's good? Yeah, you see?
Now I understand.
Yeah. So Dari and I are gonna have 4 times the volume of people that we're used to working with. So it just means that you're gonna have to do some of this stuff by yourselves. Okay?
And don't be afraid to be accountable to each other too and hold each other to it and say, hey, you know, give each other, motivate each other to do it.
That was the self-love part. The fun part is, in our group chat, I'm gonna be texting you, hey, You know, Muhammad is fencing a good bout in 2 minutes. If you're not fencing, come cheer him on. You know, hey, Taylor made top 16. She's about to start her next bout, piece 10. Go check it out. Because you guys aren't really used to that, frankly. You haven't had the opportunity, but that's the really fun part about being out of town. There's no Cavalier or Lightning or Rapier. It's just Manitoba, okay? And my last point with that is don't feel like I don't like you or that I'm mad at you if I don't coach you directly, because we will never, ever, ever coach Manitoba v. Manitoba outside of province, okay? So even though, you know, Mohammed is from Rapier and he's fencing Taylor, who's from Cavalier, and in Winnipeg, I would coach Mohammed all day long, right? Go, you know, go kill Taylor, blah, blah, blah. But in Calgary, we will never coach against each other. So if there's two Manitobas, we'll come and cheer, and we'll come and cheer good touches, but you folks, you need to be really sensitive that you're not cheering only for your friends, you know? You three may not know Taylor or Alice as well, and vice versa, but yeah, newsflash, this weekend you're gonna be best buds because you're on the same team. You have to watch them. They will come watch you, and vice versa, okay? Sounds good? Beautiful. Any questions about anything before we head upstairs? You're good? Good? What's up? Okay, do you have all the equipment you need?
Yep.
Do you have everything you need? Yes, I have blades for you.
Yeah,
okay. Do you have everything you need?
We'll pick it up tonight from Daria.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
99%.
Yeah.
You're good. Okay.
One more last question. Do you need to do a copy of their Manitoba healthcare, things like that, like a piece of value?
You beat me to the punch. The last thing I need the parents to do before you go is stay here with Sean. I need to have emergency contact number. I need you to tell me just a quick yes, no, if you want to be in the WhatsApp group chat, because I'll build the parent one. There's going to be lots of messages, so you may just want a summary on Monday. I also need to know if there's any severe allergies or any specific medication that I should be aware of. I am trained in a lot of that stuff. But you know, like EpiPen and any type of stuff like that, I have that training. So if you need anything in that regard, obviously it stays between, it's confidential. I just need to know any and all contact or anything that would be potentially a problematic situation that I ahead of time. Yeah. Or Sean will tell you because I have to go upstairs right away. But yeah.
Thanks, Zach.
Yeah.
Thanks for the info.
No problem. Of course. Okay. Good.
It's helpful.
Good.
Okay, so parents are checking with me. I have your information here, and just make sure it's correct. And then kids, one last thing, have fun and make friends. Make tons of friends. Don't be afraid to go out and talk to people.
Good.